Keep a Little Secret by Dorothy Garlock. Narrated by Susan Boyce. Secrets. Oklahoma's so bright it hurts my eyes, yet when I squint, I can see for miles. In this clear light, it's a grim surprise that secrets so dark lie behind some smiles. Does that kind man hide a cruel past? Does this rude man have a tender heart? Is this romance too fragile to last? Will my brave new life soon be torn apart? Is hatred the goad and vengeance the task? In such evil soil can true love grow? These are painful questions I dare not ask. They have answers I fear to know. F.S.I. Prologue. Longbow, Colorado, December 1938. Owen Wallace stood alone on the ramshackle porch of his family's small house, staring absently into the falling snow. The storm had come on hard in the last hour and showed no sign of letting up. Before him, the hood of the doctor's automobile had already become covered, despite the heat of the rapidly cooling engine. A swirling, merciless wind cut sharply on the exposed skin of Owen's hands and face, but he paid it little heed. Though the inside of the small house was warm, well heated by the wood-burning stove, Owen felt no need to head indoors in spite of the miserable weather. Outside, alone with the growing fury of the winter storm, he could pretend that his mother wasn't dying, if only for a short while. Behind him, the door opened, then was quickly closed. "I'm afraid there is nothing more that I can do for her, Owen," Walter Calloway, Longbow's doctor, said in a resigned